All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can call D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, with the first round of the NBA playoffs in the books, it's time to look ahead to the conference semifinals. And the one that I'm going to talk about today is in the Western Conference, as it's going to pit the Houston Rockets against the San Antonio Spurs. These two longtime rivals are set to get it on in the NBA playoffs, and I think we are in store for a fantastic series. Now, in the regular season, San Antonio won the regular season matchup 3-1, but a lot of these games were close, and I'm here to break it down and see who has the edge going into this series. Now, make no mistake about it, you have two of the premier players in the NBA that will be featured in this series, and I'm talking about Houston Rockets point guard James Harden, who is having an MVP caliber season, and San Antonio Spurs small forward Kawhi Leonard, who continues to ascend to being one of the top players in the league. Both Leonard and Harden can carry their respective teams, and on top of that, neither guy is selfish. But you look at a guy like Leonard, he is good at both ends of the floor. He has that long wingspan at 6'7". He can really change the pace on perimeter players, and on top of that, he can lead the fast break for the San Antonio Spurs, and he has shown when he gets into the zone at each end of the floor to simply get out of his way. James Harden, when he gets hot, need I say any more? But more importantly, he has done a tremendous job this season learning how to facilitate even better in the offense of Rockets head coach Mike D'Antoni. I look at the people around him. You look at the Spurs depth with the likes of David Lee, the veteran Tony Parker. You have Pau Gasol, who is still getting it done at this point of his NBA career. Then on the flip side for the Houston Rockets, you have the Trevor Arizas and you have the Patrick Beverleys of the world and the Lou Williamses of the world, who have really stepped up, and they are playing well off of James Harden. Now you look at the Rockets. The main thing with the Rockets, and you have to understand, with a Mike D'Antoni-led team, they live and die by the three-pointer. And this is D'Antoni's best three-point shooting team since his run with the Phoenix Suns. And I'm talking about when Phoenix made consecutive trips to the Western Conference Finals in the mid-2000s with point guard Steve Nash. This time around, Harden is a much better shooter than Steve Nash was, but he's still, in D'Antoni, he still has to find a way to solve Greg Popovich. Greg Popovich has always tended to get the best of Mike D'Antoni in the postseason, and it's primarily come down to the fact that Popovich's team in the Spurs knows how to get those key defensive stops in the key moments of games late in contest, while D'Antoni's teams typically don't. I think this is going to be a back and forth series, and it's going to be interesting to see who's going to be that X factor for either team. I'm putting it on LaMarcus Aldridge right now for the Spurs. He has to step up and he has to be that guy. I think Aldridge, sometimes tends to fall in love with the perimeter game, but I think if he could play closer to the basket in this one, and not really worry about the points, but more the rebounds, and just kind of dictate things a little bit better in the post to add to San Antonio's size down there, along with Gasol and along with David Lee, I think the Spurs would be in a good position to win this series. I think it goes the distance, and I'm going to give the slight edge to the San Antonio Spurs in this one to advance to the Western Conference Finals. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 pounds of sports knowledge tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping everything from the 2017 NFL Draft. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.